You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's been nearly two decades since San Francisco passed what was considered a highly progressive public finance system for city elections. But since that time, analysts say that San Francisco's fallen far behind other major U.S. cities. Supervisor Gordon Marr represents San Francisco's District 4, and in September, the Board of Supervisors passed his Public Financing 2.0 legislation, which will go into effect in January 2020. The new law will dramatically increase the amount of public funding candidates will have access to and potentially limit the effects of corporate support in supervisor and mayoral elections. KLW's Angela Johnston talked with Gordon Marr, and she joins me now to share what she learned. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Hannah. So it's election day here in San Francisco.
Yes.
There are a handful of propositions for potential new district attorneys and six candidates running for mayor.
Right. We interviewed most of those mayoral candidates here at KLW.
Yeah. And while we primarily hear about their policies, mm-hmm. we haven't really talked about how mayoral candidates and San Francisco supervisors raise money in city elections. Mm-hmm. Because San Francisco actually at one point had a really progressive, ahead of the curve public election financing system.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah, so I talked to District 4 Supervisor Gordon Marr. Mm. He's been a big champion of public financing reform and public funding since he ran for supervisor last year. In San Francisco, the government helps candidates fundraise by giving them public money. It's specifically for supervisor positions and mayoral candidates. Mm-hmm. And we've had this in San Francisco for the past two decades. And the way it works right now is that it's a 2-to-1 matching rate. Mm-hmm. So for every dollar you get $2 from the city.
All right. And is this just unlimited?
No, it's not. There are caps, both with the total amount of funds you can spend that are from the public system, mm-hmm. and also how much of the individual donations are matched. So right now, only $500 can be matched per donation. So if you gave someone, say, $1,000 and they were part of this public financing system, it would only be $500 would be matched.
Okay, so why do we do this?
Well, I'll let Gordon Marr answer this because I think he says it pretty well.
This has been a really important program to help support grassroots candidates, you know, running for those offices and to try to minimize the influence of money on in our elections.
So if you took part in this program, you'd try to reach out to lots of people to get as many matching dollars as possible instead of just reaching out to one or two or, you know, 50 rich people.
Okay, so this year, did any of the mayoral candidates qualify or take advantage of this system?
No, actually, this year, no candidates took advantage of it. And part of that was because most of the people running for mayor are little-known candidates. They didn't meet that initial donation threshold that you have to get.
So what's changed over the 20 years San Francisco's had this program? Why did Marr want to give that system a makeover, basically?
Well, yeah, we used to be on the leading edge. We were one of the first cities to have this type of thing. And so there's two things that changed. The first is the amount of spending in San Francisco elections has just jumped up super drastically. Mm-hmm. Here's Marr again.
In fact, just this past last year in 2018, it was just for the mayor's race, the special election for the mayor's race, and then the Board of Supervisor for the race for five seats on the Board of Supervisors, there was over $15 million spent. So that was the most expensive campaign season, you know, in the history of San Francisco.
And a lot of that didn't actually come from public funds or grassroots donations. They came from independent expenditure committees. So third-party donations or PACs.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm. And the second reason is that other cities have caught up to us. So we had this 2-to-1 rate, right? So they've surpassed us. They've gone way beyond what we've done. Baltimore has a 9-to-1 matching rate. New York City has an 8-to-1. Mm. So Marr introduced legislation to change our public financing system, and it passed.
Okay, what are those changes?
Well, the first change is the matching. It'll triple the amount matched. So in 2020, San Francisco will now match $6 to every $1 of public funds raised. Okay. So let's say Olivia in the Sunset gives $100 to her favorite candidate. They'll get in total $700 from the city, so mm-hmm. $600 extra. Marr says donors will basically just be getting more bang for their buck as compared to before.
This is a way to allow candidates to spend more time talking to voters and constituents and spend less time having to raise money.
The max amount that the city will match will go down, though. So whereas before the city could match a contribution up to $500, now they'll only match up to $150. Mm. That's so people running have to really try to rely on lots of small donations rather than just searching for the big ones. And another thing this change will do will increase the spending limit for these publicly financed campaigns. So if you take part in the program, you can spend more money because it just takes, you know, it's costs more to run an election nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So is this taxpayer money that's helping with this matching?
Yeah, essentially it is. It comes from the general fund. And there are some safeguards. So first is that you'll have to raise money to qualify in the first place. And you'll have to show that broad support. So it's not just going to be any person trying. They have to be serious. And also there's strict campaign finance reporting. You can pretty easily go online and check it out and see how much money candidates are raising and where that money is coming from, mm-hmm. public or third party. Mar says it's a really worthwhile investment.
So how may elections change next year or in the future because of this?
Well, Mar says that's hard to predict, but he thinks we'll definitely see candidates campaigning on a much more grassroots scale, getting lots of public support instead of going outside the campaign and looking at PACs or third-party support.
Okay, thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Angela Johnston is KALW's elections coordinator, and you can keep up with all our election coverage at KALW.org.